This episode is brought to you by Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. When it comes to your shower routine, Irish Spring knows that what matters most is feeling refreshed. It's crisp, fresh, unmistakable scent. Zings your brain, awakening your senses. So you emerge from the shower ready to take on the day and smell great while you're doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at Walmart.
Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, May 10th. If it's a Tuesday in May, it is a primary day that once again tests Donald Trump's strength inside the Republican Party. As we've talked about before on this podcast, May has a series of tests for Donald Trump. He passed the first one in Ohio last week, getting his backed candidate, J.D. Vance, over the finish line there and becoming the Republican nominee running for the U.S. Senate from Ohio. Will that repeat itself, that success for Trump, in two key contests today? One in West Virginia, one in Nebraska. The contest in West Virginia is unique because it's two sitting members of Congress running against each other in this Republican primary. This is because, due to the census, West Virginia actually shrunk in population and it lost one of its congressional seats in reapportionment. So they are running against each other inside this primary to try and keep their job in Congress. It's Congressman Alex Mooney versus Congressman David McKinley. Donald Trump has decided to get involved in this race for what seems to be a pretty clear reason. David McKinley voted for the bipartisan infrastructure bill, you know, one of Joe Biden's big achievements in his first year in office. But Donald Trump made clear when the bill passed that there would be political retribution for Republicans who helped Joe Biden get that accomplishment, if you will. The other vote that seems to have drawn the former president's ire here is that McKinley voted in favor of setting up a commission looking at the January 6th insurrection. That, too, obviously, did not meet with Donald Trump's liking. So he gets behind Alex Mooney in this race. And it's not just a little bit of a sideshow to some other things going on. Alex Mooney has chosen to put Donald Trump front and center in his race. But as you know, if you follow any of the politics relating to the former president, when Trump's involved in a race, it's really more about Trump than it is about the candidate he's endorsed. Here was Trump talking about Mooney, apparently, last week in Pennsylvania when he was out there rallying for Mehmet Oz. Mooney also attended that rally in Greensburg, Pennsylvania on Friday. Here's what Trump had to say.
Alex is in a big race. That's one of the races they keep saying, is Mooney going to win? Because Mooney is being backed by Trump. And he's got an opponent, but I think Mooney's going to do real well. You better beat him easily or I'm going to look very bad. They're going to say Trump has lost it.
And Mooney, for his part, in his advertising, is sort of echoing the whole Trump rhetoric about MAGA Nation and rhinos, Republicans in name only, are not needed here, which is what he sort of calls McKinley.
President Trump warned us about rhinos, sellouts, and known losers. David McKinley proved him right. Liberal David McKinley sided with Biden's trillion-dollar spending spree, Pelosi's anti-Trump January 6th witch hunt, and gun-grabbing leftists' plans to demolish our Second Amendment rights.
Now, you notice in that ad, Mooney calls it, quote, Biden's trillion-dollar spending spree. Well, McKinley wanted to make certain to push back on that, and he does so in an odd way. He has Democrat, though obviously very centrist, moderate, conservative-leaning Democrat, Joe Manchin, a popular figure in the state of West Virginia, prominently featured in his campaign ad pushing back on Mooney.
For Alex Mooney and his out-of-state supporters to suggest David McKinley supported Build Back Better is an outright lie. David McKinley has always opposed reckless spending because it doesn't make sense for West Virginia. Alex Mooney has proven he's all about Alex Mooney. But West Virginians know David McKinley is all about us.
The other marquee race tonight is in Nebraska. This is the governor's race there, the Republican primary. And this really is a race that is a proxy race between Donald Trump versus the incumbent term-limited governor, Pete Ricketts. He's leaving office. And so Ricketts is backing the businessman and University of Nebraska Regent Jim Pillen. Trump is backing an agribusiness guy named Charles Herbster, who, by the way, was a big Trump donor and is very much running as a Trump-style candidate. In fact, he's also facing a slew of sexual misconduct allegations and groping allegations, all of which Herbster has denied, none of which have scared away Donald Trump. He went there and rallied for Herbster in Nebraska and has put a lot on the line in this race. There's also a third high-profile candidate in the race, a state senator named Brett Lindstrom, and he's the most moderate of the crowd from the Omaha area. And he is sort of counting on Democrats sort of registering as Republicans in order to vote in the Republican primary and counting on their votes in this race. So watch what happens here, because it's not just the two candidates that have the prominent backers. There is this third candidate in the race that can scramble the results here. So as you tune in tonight and you watch the results coming in from West Virginia, where the polls close at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and Nebraska, where the polls close at 9 p.m. Eastern, be watching to see, does Donald Trump rack up some successes here, or are there roadblocks thrown into Donald Trump's path to try and really control the Republican Party with his endorsement power? And the reason I say watch carefully is because think of tonight as just a little appetizer for the next two Tuesdays, which are going to be enormous. Big time contests, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, all over the course of the next couple weeks, where Donald Trump is really going to learn whether or not he is as courted, as feared, as adored in the Republican Party as he hopes to be. Because all of that, should the answer be yes, really helps set him up for a potential 2024 run to get his old job back in the Oval Office. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.